This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Peter Marlette Jr. joining us on the WBEN Troquhar College Liveline, president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. There's another town hall meeting tonight after moving on from the South Buffalo Stadium site. Peter, first of all, have there been any talks since that announcement the other week?
Any talks? There certainly have been, and frankly, there were talks leading up to that as well. So we are... The announcement that we were moving away from the Elk and Lee Street Stadium site came a couple weeks ago. It was a very hard decision, but in the end, a decision that we had to make for the long-term sustainability of the team. And yes, we would not have made that decision if we were not already pretty far down the road with some alternative stadium site locations. And you know, truthfully, before selecting that site on Elk Street, we had already assessed 25 plus different sites and had two other finalists at that point that we had gone very far down the road with also. So, yes, we're going to be able to move pretty quickly in selecting this new site, but obviously want to make sure that we get it right.
Well, when you announced this a couple weeks ago, you said you were reevaluating two previously vetted sites. Would that include the former Buffalo News parking lot?
Absolutely. Yep.
It seems to me that the stars would be aligning. I mean, that property is owned by Douglas Jamal, and what we've heard recently from him is, you know, him kind of taking maybe a step back from a lot of projects, pulling out of the Richardson Hotel operation there, out of a proposed project in Lackawanna. The Butler Mansion's up for sale. He's selling the Mahoney office building. And he hasn't unveiled any plans for the atrium or the Buffalo News site that's right there. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to read into the situation. Could it be a perfect time for you to step in and take that property?
Well, I don't want to speak for Douglas or anything like that. But, listen, you're just stating facts about what's happening right now with his other properties. Six months ago, when we made this decision to move away from that site, Douglas was understanding and a great partner then, and we've continued those conversations. So I love that site. I think it's a phenomenal site. Previously, there were a few, when we decided against it in our last round, there were a few things standing in the way that may not be as big of obstacles as they were 6 months ago, but it's all, there are other great sites as well. But yes, that one is, of course, right at the top of the list.
Is one of those obstacles funding that might not be as big today as it was a few months ago?
Yes. Well, a lot of good things came from the Elk Street site, but one of them, and maybe the most important, was significant private investment that I think it was people who were either waiting to see if we could find a site, or maybe, you know, frankly, didn't know about it until that announcement. But no, our capital raise situation and our funding has changed significantly in the past few months since that announcement. So yes, that is one thing that is very different.
Just to be clear, is this still going to be privately funded?
We hope so, and we believe it can be. But obviously, at that site in the past, we did request state funding for that. I think there's a real possibility that we will not require that this time around. But you know, we just have to see the best way to finance it. Once we can work, and if we can work something out too.
Peter,
take control of the land.
Has ownership changed at all? I know Reed Ferguson, he was involved. Is the same group still there?
Nobody has left. We've added to that group, but nobody has left. Yes.
Well, it is maybe an exciting time again to reopen this process, but it does come at the expense of kickstarting this next year. In that announcement, you said you're pushing off kickoff until 2027 now instead of next spring. Is it a missed opportunity of sorts? I mean, 2026 is going to be a big soccer year across the country. How much will that hurt the kickoff of the new team?
Yeah, no, that is one of the main reasons we selected that Elk Street site, was because it was the one where we were going to be able to be up and running in the 2026 season. Now, it was not the only reason at all. That site offered a lot of other positives, but that was a major plus for that site. So, yes, it's disappointing that we've had to move on from that site and therefore push to 2027. But, you know, having said that, soccer is going to be next summer, you know, the attention on soccer in this country and in this region due to, you know, games being held in Toronto are going to be bigger than ever. And while we may not be playing games, we are absolutely going to capitalize on that excitement with watch parties and partnerships and tournaments and clinics and everything else. So, yes, I would rather be playing in 2026. That was the goal. And that was a factor in our original stadium site location, but it doesn't kill the business model or anything like that.
The town hall tonight, when and where?
The town hall is at Larkin Square in Larkinville, so 745 Seneca Street, and that's 6 to 8 p.m.
You're running these events now with a lot of people who can call themselves, future season ticket holders. You've opened that up to people. Is that still open for people right now? And what's the interest been so far?
Yeah, that is still open. And the interest has been phenomenal. We frankly outsold where we expected to be at this point. We actually have had to open up. So when you're applying to become a founding member, founding member is the deposit for our season tickets. When you submit that deposit, you select a section, and it's not binding, but you select a section that you think you would like to sit in when it comes time to convert to season tickets. And our premium seating section, the allocation we had set aside for that already sold out in the deposits. So the interest has been great. Those will carry over into the inaugural season. And yes, they're still open. And tonight at the town hall, we're actually going to announce a pretty cool first perk to the founding membership. And there's plenty more to come.
Well, Peter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, Peter Marlett Jr., president of Buffalo Pro Soccer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.